G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Ewan Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
A huge good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. The national news team, Courtney and the team, were talking all about a nationwide recall. It's underway involving frozen vegetable products due to the potential presence of listeria. Now, if you'd like details, we've got it all online at triplem.com.au, and I literally, a couple of minutes ago, just posted it on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. It is one of the stories you are going to hear more about across the day today.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
From 1977, the year that the world lost Elvis Presley, it was also the year of our worst train disaster here in Australia. It happened at Granville. And, Desmond Child was the author of the song "I Was Made for Loving You" by Kiss, and it became, as a result, he became one of the most successful songwriters of all time. And it was a song that made it acceptable for rock bands to get help from professional songwriters, which is pretty cool as well. I still find it hard to believe that Marvel Comics had a comic that was inspired by Kiss, and that the red ink from the comic supposedly contained blood from the band members. That's just a little creepy.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Have you jumped online as yet and found out all about Altigua Air on Broadbeach, the ultimate Gold Coast getaway? We're giving you the chance to be there right now. 5 nights away on the Gold Coast, escaping the winter chill. And there's a lot of winter chill here on the Limestone Coast. And we're giving you the opportunity just by being a member of the Triple M Club. Now, you can find out more at AltiguaHotelsAndResorts.com. All the details are online on our website. And if you become a member of the club, not only do you have the chance to influence the music that we play right here on the Limestone Coast Triple M, you also get the chance at this amazing prize as well. 5 nights away on the Gold Coast, escaping the winter chill on us, all thanks to Altigua Air on Broadbeach, the ultimate Gold Coast getaway. Sounds lovely to me.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
It is indeed 6:25 as we start your day. Now on 963 Triple M, time for us to catch up with what is making local news around the Limestone Coast. It's a big good morning to Katja.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, South Australian Dr. Richard Harris has continued to assist in the Thai cave rescue. The federal government has announced millions for upgrades to the Mount Gambier Airport. Over $2,100 has been raised in Mount Gambier for the Second Bite campaign at Coles. And youth mental health organisation Origin are calling for improved support for those living in regional and remote areas who have experienced trauma. All of that in sport coming up soon.
On 963 Triple M, we're going to check in with the national news team, find out what's going on as we start the day today. Of course, the rescue of the Thai cave is going to dominate stories once again today. It's great news, though, that 8 of the young boys have now been rescued from the Thailand cave. We'll find out more with the national news team soon.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. There was a lot of robust debate yesterday in the Triple M office. One of the things that has truly horrified me, it's a shocking statistic that's come to light. 34 women have been killed by their current or former partners so far this year. And as a result, there has to be more done to stop violence against women. It's something that we're going to talk about after 7 this morning. I find that statistic completely abhorrent, and it makes me wonder why, in reality, there is essentially one woman every week losing their life to a current or former partner here in Australia. It just does my head in. On 963 Triple M, as I say, we're going to talk about it later on this morning. It gives you something to think about this morning, though. And there was some amazingly robust conversations yesterday about how to try and educate men to try and find a solution to what is essentially a huge problem here in Australia, apparently.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
Triple M. When it comes to news this morning, there's lots of stuff online at triplem.com.au. There is calls to have cigarette packet warnings changed following a new study that's been released. We'll talk about it later on this morning because I put a post up on our Facebook page last night wondering whether you thought that that cigarette packet warnings were actually working. One of the other things that I found fascinating online this morning, human trafficking is in the spotlight, and not just human trafficking from the idea of a third world type of problem, but human trafficking here in Australia. There is also talk of a frozen veggie recall due to listeria concerns. Now, across the morning this morning, Courtney and the team are going to tell us all about these stories and a whole lot more. They're also going to be talking about gun control today because it is firmly in the news, and there is going to be debate raging on both sides of the argument.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M. Over the weekend, something pretty cool took place over at Millicent. It is the Wattle Ranch Photographic Exhibition. It opened on Friday. It's running right the way through to the 29th of July. The winning photos, as always, each and every year, are used in the Wattle Ranch calendar. And there are some really cool photos in the pages of the Southeast Times today in regards to the opening of the photographic exhibition, if you get the chance to check it out. And a big shout out to the team at the Southeast Times this morning. There's a lot of other stories in the pages of the paper. We'll look at them across the morning this morning. Classics continue. We've got an 80s classic from about the time that I started to pay attention to music, which is about 1985. I was a bit young before then, and music sort of just happened for me. But I am definitely a child of the 80s. And as I talked about yesterday, if you want to see an amazing movie that has so many 80s references and some really, really cool 80s music, Ready Player One. It came out on DVD last week. Me and a mate got a copy of it. We checked it out on the weekend. Absolutely loved it, if you'd like to check it out.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I'm going to tell you all about how the rescue effort is going over in Thailand at the moment for the young kids from the soccer team that have dominated news over the course of 3 weeks now. One of the other things I want to talk to you about this morning, it's a story that I would have talked about yesterday, but of course the story from Thailand has dominated news over the course of the last couple of days. One of the stories that I find absolutely fascinating is a story about karma. Now, what happened? Apparently, some poachers who broke into a South African game reserve to slaughter rhinos, they've been killed by a pride of lions, eaten alive. Now, that is grim and probably not a subject to talk about while you're having your Wheaties this morning. But I thought it was a fantastic, I suppose, example of karma to think that that these poachers who were trying to slaughter rhinos, of course rhinos are on the endangered list at the moment, to be killed by a group of animals, predators, while they were out sort of trying to do, I suppose, exactly the same thing. It tickled me. It really did. On 963 Triple M. It's probably terrible to say that, actually, but I thought it was fantastic. On 963 Triple M, we are going to play more of the classics for you. Cars aren't that far away. Promises coming up for you, too. We're going to check in with the national news team soon. Courtney and the team are talking all about gun control today. It's one of the big issues in the news. There are a lot of people who are saying that there needs to be tighter gun controls here in Australia, and it's something that I think all of our politicians are going to struggle with, because we have the tightest gun control laws in the world, from what I understand, and it makes Australia such a great place to live in. And I'm not sure that there's much more that can be done when it comes to strengthening gun laws. But the debate is going to rage across the day today and probably across the coming months as well. And we'll find out more about it soon on Triple M.
Ewan Grant.
Now on 963 Triple M, there is so much stuff in the news this morning. One of the stories that I wanted to tell you about is in regards to scams. It is tax season. A lot of us will be getting our emails saying that we can download our group certificates. I got mine the other day from work. And there are so many scams going around in regards to phone, to text and email that prey on people's fears of getting in trouble with the Australian Tax Office. I don't know whether you know, but 81,000 scams were reported last year to the ATO. It is a timely reminder that we need to be as vigilant as possible. And if it doesn't seem quite right. It's probably really, really dodgy, and you've got to ignore it, get rid of it, all those sorts of things that go with that. There are some amazing scam websites which give you at least a whole heap of detail on what to do if you are targeted by a scam. If you have seen a scam going around that you want to let the local police know about, and of course what the main scams are at the moment, and the tax office scams that are going around are biggies, so make sure you watch out for them.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
This morning we talked all about the photographic showcase, which is on in Millicent at the moment. There's some more interesting stories in the pages of the Southeastern Times today. The union, who are fighting to end a four-year wage freeze at the Millicent Mill. The strike has entered its 12th day at the Millicent Mill, and the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union continue to schedule one-hour stoppages at various parts of the plant. It's hard to believe that the strike has gone on for this long. Also making news in Millicent, one of the things that that has been a constant story over the last couple of weeks is the idea of deregulation of shopping hours. And the local Millicent community are apparently resisting the idea. There's a petition going around at the moment to call on the state government to retain Millicent's rare regulated shop trading hours. More than 1,200 signatures have been put to the petition in the last 2 weeks. If you'd like to put your name to it, you can find out the details in the Southeastern Times today on how you can do that. Now on 963 Triple M, there's a whole lot of other news going on around the Limestone Coast. Some big stuff going on nationally too. Gun laws are being talked about once again today. I mean, Australia has some of the most stringent gun laws going around, but people would like to see the gun laws tightened. I'd love to know what you think about that idea. I personally am against it, but I'd love to know what you think. 13 2710 is the number to call.
You and Grant for breakfast.
One of the big news stories of the day is going to be about gun control. The team in the National Newsroom are talking about it, Courtney, and the guys and girls this morning. Now, last week, something truly terrible took place. A couple of children and their father all died at the hands of guns. Now, as a result, the New South Wales Parliament and a lot of people in New South Wales are talking about the idea of gun control and about tightening the rules around gun control. One of the things that they want to do is have mandatory reporting from doctors, which would break that solemn confidentiality between doctor and patient. There are a number of other things that people would like to see done as well. And there's talk about increasing our gun laws. Now, I haven't had a gun license in a couple of years now, but I did have a gun license for over a decade, and I know the rules and the regulations and the laws that have to be abided by to be a responsible gun owner. Now, Australia has the best gun laws in the world, I think, and to think that we can tighten those gun controls further is something that I'm not sure that we'd be able to achieve here in Australia. And if we do achieve that, then I'm thinking that that it would be at the detriment of those who are law-abiding citizens. And I had a fantastically robust conversation during the course of the song with Whitey. Huge thanks for giving us a call. We'd love to hear from you if you've got an opinion this morning. 13 2710 is the number to call.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Well, new warnings could be added to cigarette packets after an Aussie study found that people remain unaware of the risks associated with smoking. Now, I find that truly hard to believe. I am an ex-smoker. You guys all know that. I am so very happy that I was lucky enough to be able to give up what is just a terrible habit. And the idea that people have no idea about the risks associated with smoking, you've got to be an incredible bloody idiot not to know what is going on. And you guys, last night, I put a post up on our Facebook page asking whether the warning labels on cigarette packets work. You guys unanimously pretty much said, nope, doesn't work. So not sure how the authorities are going to tackle that, but it is a story that is making news today. You can find out more at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We get to find out what's going on at the main corner Gardner. I've got the venue coordinator, Tali Teagle, on the line. Tali, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, Tali, NAIDOC Week has kicked off, and from what I understand, you've got something pretty cool going on at the main corner.
Yes, we're really excited about it. We have a new virtual reality exhibition called Corribbery, which is a look at modern and traditional dance from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people throughout Australia. So you get some beautiful scenery, you get the Sydney Opera House, you get Uluru, and you get some really gorgeous song and dance.
So how can we be part of this fantastic idea?
Yeah, look, we're running it throughout NAIDOC Week. It's quite a coup for us, really, because it only premiered worldwide in March at the Australian Museum. And then it went straight on to Cannes Film Festival, Sydney Film Festival, and then little old Mount Gambier. So we're quite thrilled to be able to do this. And we're offering it for free so people can book online. You can go to our Facebook page, either the Main Corner Complex Facebook page or Riddock Art Galleries, and there is a link there for Eventbrite. So you can walk in, but we can only do sessions with six people at a time. So it may just be that the session is fully booked, but we're doing eight sessions a day, right through until 3 o'clock Sunday. So 8 days worth of virtual reality. Have you ever done virtual reality?
I haven't actually, and I am so looking forward to it because I saw a piece on your Facebook page the other day about it, and I'm one of the ones that wants to walk in and see it.
Yes, absolutely. No, come on down because, you know, if you haven't done it before, it is such a unique new way of viewing things. And most of the time, you're in the middle of a circle of performers. So we have swivel chairs so that you don't have to crane your neck. You can actually swivel around 360 degrees and it is action above you, below you, all the way around you. So if you haven't done it before, it is really beautiful to see.
Now, Tali, there's another fantastic event coming up in the next couple of weeks that we were talking about as well.
Yes, the Moto Classica. So this is our fourth year assisting with this event. So it's put on by motorbike enthusiasts in town who have a range of vintage and classic motorbikes, you know, ranging from little kids' bikes to just, you know, things you're lucky to see. Mm-hmm. So, and that is on Saturday and Sunday next week. There is a small charge for people over, I think, 15, and that all the proceeds go to the Cancer Council. So it is in recognition of research for prostate cancer.
So a fantastic cause to get behind as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's something, you know, it's our fourth year hosting it. We're really glad to be on board with this event, and it brings out a whole, you know, amazing group of people that are all bike enthusiasts, and it's really good to see.
Tali, great to talk to you this morning. Hopefully we can catch up next week because I'd like to talk more about what's going on next weekend. But as always, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Ewan.
On 963 Triple M, there's some fantastic prostate cancer fundraisers taking place in the Limestone Coast over the next couple of weeks. We talked about one on Friday, which I'm going to give you more details on because there's an event in the next couple of weeks and well worth getting involved. If you've got the opportunity to go to the Main Corner this week as well for NAIDOC Week, go and check out the virtual reality performance. You will absolutely love
the
it.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Triple M. Ewan Grant for breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, I was talking to a lot of the staff here at Triple M yesterday. There was some very heated debate about the idea of domestic violence. One of the stories, or one of the shocking statistics that I read about yesterday, 34 women have been killed by a current or former partner in the past 6 months. Now, that is a frightening statistic. It is something that we should all be doing our very best to curb. And I'm not sure what the right answer is, because is it a case that we aren't teaching our kids to respect women? Is it that we are not giving our kids the tools to become good men? Is it a failure of society? All I know is that the idea that 34 women have lost their lives since the start of the year as a result of a current or former partner is something that's abhorrent, and we should be doing all that we can to alleviate the situation. And just the thought that it's one person essentially every week that loses their life is a frightening statistic. I'm going to talk more about it. We are going to catch up with one of the Limestone Coast Domestic Violence Services team. Susie Smith's going to join us soon and have a chat to us about what is happening here in the Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Celebrating the 70s on 963 Triple M. The boys from Beckman Turner Overdrive. It is 9 after 8. Over the course of a number of years, I have been a huge supporter of White Ribbon Day. And the idea that domestic violence in Australia is such a prevalent issue is a terrible thought to me. I saw an article yesterday that had a headline, "I'm Lucky I'm Not a Woman in Australia." And it resonated with me. I then took a look at that article. And as I talked about a moment ago, the idea that 34 women in Australia since the start of the year have lost their life to domestic violence at the hands of their partner or an ex-partner just defies belief. Now, a lady who knows more about these issues than I do, Susie Smith, she's from Limestone Coast Domestic Violence Services. Susie, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Susie, I suppose the first question that I have to ask is domestic violence an issue in the Limestone Coast?
It certainly is. We have unprecedented demand at our domestic violence service. Our demand continues to go up on an escalating scale each year. We probably see over 350 women and children a year from our region, so we assist those. We know that that's the tip of the iceberg.
Susie, my first response to that is bloody hell. The idea that that domestic violence is increasing, that must be heartbreaking to deal with on a daily basis.
Look, I think we find it empowering to deal with because we're actually doing something to assist these women, and these women have identified or have been identified by somebody else. So, and we don't believe that domestic violence has increased. What we do believe is that women feel more confident to report, and the community is more confident in having the conversation, I guess. So it's a positive thing. It's not, it's shocking that 34 women are dying in 6 months in Australia. That's the statistics. I think that's always been the case. I think we've always said at least one woman dies nationally a week in Australia of domestic violence related death.
Susie, how do the statistics stack up between regional and metropolitan areas?
Look, we know that women in regional and rural and remote areas are much more likely to experience domestic violence and much more likely to die of domestic violence. That's mainly because of the geographical isolation. There's also a whole lot of other factors there, including the perpetrator's access to firearms.
Big question, Susie. Why do people stay?
Look, there's a lot of barriers for women leaving. I could go on about this for a long time, but I guess a lot of them are around financial barriers. A lot of them are around that women don't know that there's assistance out there, and I think that's particularly in rural and regional areas. We know in our region, in the Limestone Coast, we're not reaching those women further outside Mount Gambier. That really worries us, and we think that's because women don't know there is assistance, and also there's some social stigma in, and that's particularly more evident in smaller communities.
It must be incredibly hard to make that first step to say, I have a problem and I am in an abusive relationship.
I think it can be very much so in small communities. And I think the problem really lies with the perpetrator. We as a community need to say, men who use violence in their relationship have a problem, and they need to be accountable to that and make changes.
So, Susie, God forbid there is somebody who is going through a situation like this at the moment. How do they reach out and find support in the Limestone Coast?
Look, there's a couple, and I'll give you some phone numbers that are 24/7, and one of them is 1-800-RESPECT, which is a fantastic national resource, and they are available on 1-800-737-732, and they will refer to a local service. Mm. The other is a statewide service, which is a domestic violence gateway, and that's another 24-hour service, and that's 1-800-800-098.
Susie, fantastic to talk to you this morning. I think it's something that we should be talking about more in the Limestone Coast. And for anybody who would like the details that Susie just talked about, look out for our podcast later on today. You'll find it at triplem.com.au. Susie, great to talk to you this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your support, Ewan.
Ewan Grant. Triple M.
A big good morning to you wherever you are in the Limestone Coast today. If you're just waking up this morning, there are a number of stories that the national news team are talking about. Cigarette packet warnings could be changing following a new study. Not sure that the idea of changing the warnings on cigarette packets will work. You guys have had your say overnight at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. And it's amazing the amount of people who think that the warnings on packets don't actually work. Now, one of the big stories of the day, frozen veggies have been recalled due to listeria concerns. We've got all the details online at triplem.com.au. I've also put a post up on our Facebook page once again for you to get the information. And on your local, time for me to catch up with Karcher. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, South Australian Dr. Richard Harris has continued to assist with the rescue operation in Thailand. Barker MP Tony Passon has welcomed federal funding for Mount Gambier Airport. Coles have wrapped up their second bite campaign, Mount Gambier shoppers raising thousands. And new data has been released by Origin. All of that in sport coming up soon.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
Great news for the Mount Gambier Airport. Front page of the local paper today, the Border Watch. The federal government has poured in $3.5 million into the major airport upgrade. It's part of a $9.2 million project that the Grand Council has got underway. And the money was announced as part of the Building Better Regions funding infrastructure. Fantastic news for the Limestone Coast community as well. Last week, we, of course, talked about a delegation of Limestone Coast leaders who are going to be talking to Rex Airlines to try and smooth the waters over what has seen services cut to the Limestone Coast area. Hopefully with the airport upgrade, there will be more services to our region, which will lead to greater economic benefit. That would be fantastic.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Each and every day when I finish on air at about 9, I start to take a look across the internet at news sources and find out what's making news across the globe for different things that I want to share with you. And one of the things I saw yesterday was an article about an initiative called Act for Peace, and they are a group who raise funds to help out refugees. And what they do is they have a refugee challenge, which is giving people the opportunity to find out what it feels like to be a refugee and to try and to eat meals that a refugee would be eating. And I've got to take my hat off to some kids at St. Martin's Lutheran who have raised $3,000 to take part in the Act for Peace initiative. What they're doing is they're spending 3 to 5 days eating similar meals to Syrian refugees. And I've got to tell you, the boxes that are sent to anybody who takes part in the Act for Peace initiative are not very big. There is not an awful lot of food there. And it is a stark reminder that we live in an incredible country. We have so many amazing opportunities afforded to us, and one of them is the abundance of food that we have in this country. And to the kids that are taking part in the initiative from St. Martin's Lutheran, huge congratulations. There's a fantastic article in the pages of the paper today about it as well. And you can check out just how little is in a week's supply of food for a refugee. I think it will surprise a lot of people.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
Over the course of what seems like probably a week, maybe two now, I've been talking all about the Altigua Air on Broadbeach. For the ultimate Gold Coast getaway, we're giving you the opportunity to spend 5 nights on the Gold Coast on us. And if you were looking at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page yesterday afternoon, I tell you what, there is a fantastic picture of what you will be looking out on, the view from the Gold Coast, from the Altigua Air on Broadbeach. It looks just stunning. stunning. Make sure you jump online. Make sure you check it out. And what you want to do from there is visit triplem.com.au. You want to go to our website. You want to become a Triple M Club member. And you never know, 5 nights on us on the Gold Coast at Altigua Air on Broadbeach for the ultimate Gold Coast getaway. It could well be yours. You can find out more at altiguaresorts.com.au and, of course, online at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
Now, Guy is going to keep you company right the way across the afternoon. I am going to be back for brekkie tomorrow morning. Make sure you listen out. I have got a whole heap of stuff going on tomorrow. Milo's going to join me in the studio as well to keep you up to date with all the sport that you need. I'll have some other stuff to tell you about what's going on across the Limestone Coast as well. Have a great day today. Ray Hadley is in moments, and news is next.